At a makeshift American airbase, about 80 Iraqi political and religious leaders began talks today on how to rebuild their country. The major fighting is now over. American Marines are in full control of the central Iraqi town of Tikrit, scene of the last big battle of the Iraq War. NPR's Ivan Watson is there and has this report.
American attack helicopters flew circles today over a mob of angry Arabs stopped at a U.S. Marine checkpoint. The soldiers were blocking traffic across a bombed-out bridge over the Tigris River, the northern edge of Tikrit. The crowd gathered here was frightened and angry, feeling trapped between the American forces and gangs of Kurdish looters who'd moved down from their mountain strongholds further north. This morning, they reached the outskirts of Tikrit. One group of armed Kurds set up a roadblock less than a mile from the American checkpoint. Today, the tension here contrasted sharply with the situation on the other side of the river in Tikrit itself. Here, more than a dozen opulent palaces belonging to Saddam Hussein stood mostly empty beside rows of palm trees and flowering gardens. Less than 48 hours after sweeping into this town, a Marine battalion had set up a temporary headquarters behind the palace complex's towering walls. Some exhausted soldiers removed their battle armor and napped on carefully manicured lawns. Others took a moment to walk through the palaces of the leader they'd been sent to overthrow.
Amazing how one person can live so high on the horse while the country, is living in shambles. Unfortunate.
The troops stared in awe at massive halls decorated with vaulted ceilings, crystal chandeliers, marble floors, and gilded furniture. Among the handful of visitors to the palaces today was Maher Victor, an Arab who was hired to work as an electrician on the palaces nearly a decade ago. Victor said he was happy to see that some of these buildings had been damaged by airstrikes and subsequent waves of Iraqi looters.
Yes. Because this place is my money and all the Iraqis' money. He's take it from us and building that palaces.
Outside of the palace compound, some Marines spent the day hard at work, carrying crates of weapons discovered in an Iraqi military hospital at the edge of the town.
It's a long day, this.
Earlier, the troops entered several storage rooms at the back of the hospital, all packed to the ceiling with cases full of Kalashnikov rifles and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. The Iraqi military doctors still at this hospital said the weapons were brought here about a month ago. They wouldn't provide details, but one of them, a surgeon who preferred not to give his name, was quick to blame American soldiers for the looting and lawlessness that has gripped many Iraqi cities.
I want them to go. They said that we are liberator. Our liberator destroy everything belong to the government. They want Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein, at least he keep the law. Anyone who keep the law make the life of the people better.
Throughout the rest of Tikrit, most of the shops were closed, and the few residents out on the streets were obediently following orders from American soldiers stationed at checkpoints around town. Perhaps the best indicator of how people felt about the American military presence here came from the countless portraits and statues of Saddam Hussein. Here in the ousted president's hometown, all of these images are still intact. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tikrit, Iraq.